Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, a chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show, put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
We're at the third Cattlemen's Congress. This is our next edition of our Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. Pleased to have along with us today Dr. Mark Anderson. Mark is, of course, the exec for the North American Limousine Foundation. Mark, what was 2022 like for the limousine breed?
It was really a tremendous year. You know, I think as we look across a broad spectrum, you know, we know it was a tough year economically. And we fought drought in the middle of the summer, as other cattlemen did around the country. High feed costs, as we got through that, particularly in like May, June, July, when feed, fuel, and fertilizer costs. But our people hung in there very well. We had good sales this year, actually tremendous sales from a standpoint of, you know, price. And part of that's because we've got a strong commercial cattle market as well at this point, as you well know, Ron. But very successful year for the breed. I mean, we've got a lot of good things going on right now. The cattle are just continuing to improve. We're getting more uptake commercially across the center part of the United States. I look at it, and it's kind of been a blessing. I mean, people go through tough years like that, but they do learn some additional skills, I think, and I don't know if I'd call it skills, but we came through it in really good shape.
At this Cattlemen's Congress, you're kind of in the middle of all your activities right now. Strong youth program most certainly being showcased here at this particular event. I know that's something you're very proud of.
We are. And we've got a good turnout and strong membership in the southern states through Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, of course, others from around the country as well. But the quality of the cattle are outstanding. We've got good, strong numbers in this show, not only the junior show, but the open MOE show that will run tomorrow as well. But very proud of what's out there for kind, quality, and numbers. Yes, sir.
The limousine breed, of course, originally from France, came over several decades ago now into the United States. Right spot within the beef cattle industry for a limousine? How do you really fit in and work well with your commercial folks?
I'm glad you asked, because we've changed our cattle just like every other breed the last 10 years. The thing that's been nice for us, we invest a lot, as other breeds do, but this is a good commercial breed. I used to feed a lot of the cattle back in my feed yard days. What I like about them, we've chased our marbling and increased it. We're not trying to be Angus, but we want to be right for that cross, whether that red Angus or Angus female. I'm very proud of what they've done. They've knocked their marbling EPD up to like 3-4 tenths in the last 4 or 5 years now. And you use the advantages that we have inherently with ribeye and superior yield grades. They've got very strong use in the feed yard sector and the feeder cattle trade as well. They've come a long ways, but I think that the advent of genomics, Ron, these guys have been able to make changes quick. They're the right kind of cattle that they've got some depth of rib. They're softer made. They're pounds heavy, and you can still use them in a terminal cross as well as get good replacement females, but you're doing it with cattle that work not only at the commercial cow-calf ranch level and increase your weaning weights through heterosis, but you're going to be very attractive in the feed yard side as well.
On the genomics, we just learned so much about these animals with this newer technology.
It's amazing, because we can test cattle now, and unlike on the weight traits, the progeny equivalents are like 20 to 25 head in the carcass traits. That's like the equivalency of having 8 to 10 babies on the ground. So you can sort your winners and losers pretty quick with the peak in genomics. We still need performance data, ultrasound data, and those weight trait data, because that's what they train the genomic marker panels on. But I can't believe it. I mean, I've been in the business probably too long, but with the tools and technology all these breeds have now, and if you apply yourself, you still got to be a good cattleman and phenotypically evaluate the cattle and have soundness, structure, and the right kind. But the numbers and the EPD evaluations, we run ours through International Genetic Solutions out of Bozeman. And there's over 20 million cattle in that spin. But what I like about it, you can compare all those breeds across breed equally, looking at that through the IGS approach. I just impressed at how fast and how far the DNA's come. And, you know, we've got two sides to the breed. I mean, we got some folks making show cattle, but what's impressive to me, I'm seeing a lot of our show cattle start to get numbered up now as well. And in my eye, the EPDs, when you go out and you look at a bull that's 140 for yearling weight, he looks like a 140. And I don't know if I could say that 10 years ago, but a lot better cattle evaluations, a lot of good folks through IGS and folks that have worked on bringing us to the forefront to a weekly cattle spin that actually does a lot of good. So,
more with Mark Anderson of the North American Limousine Foundation in just a moment. If you're listening to this conversation during Cattlemen's Congress 2023, we've got several of our breeds showing on Thursday, Friday here at the tail end of week one. On Thursday, Junior Angus Breeding Heifer Show, the National Red Angus Open Female Show, also the National Hereford Heifer and Bullpen Show will be happening at the Performance Arena. This is the show. 11 a.m. is the start time for that. That will feature a free certified Hereford beef ribeye sandwich to all commercial cattle producers that come. And also they'll have a chance to be entered into a drawing for a WW shoot on that afternoon. You have to be present to be eligible to win the shoot. On Friday the 6th, we've got the National Hereford Bull Show, the National Angus Heifer and Bullpen and Carload Show on Friday. Shorthorns will be showing on Friday, as well as the Maine Angus and Maine Tainers all showing on the 6th of January at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds for the 2023 Cattlemen's Congress. Now, let's get back to our conversation with Mark Anderson here on this edition of Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. We're talking with Mark Anderson with the Limousine breed. And, Mark, one of the things I think is really interesting about Limousine is the fact you've got not only your purebred cattle, but you've got a hybrid as well, the Limflex. Tell me about that side of the breed.
Well, the two breeds complement one another, actually three, because we can make them with Angus and Red Angus. But you put the two together from the standpoint of what we bring for ribeye and what the Angus side brings for marbling. You put that together and we can produce pretty good females. And we got a lot of cattle that are very structurally correct in this breed. I think soundness is an issue in some spots around the country, and these cattle are sound. When you look at the way they've changed their type and kind, you put that cross together, and something else that's changed, and not really changed, but it's more apparent. You know, black-hided cattle are worth quite a bit more money. Right. 90% of our regis now are black-hided. We still make great red cattle. But when you start talking $24 spreads or five between choice select, that upper two-thirds for the black-hided cattle to get into CAB, that can be an additional $4 to $7. And then, of course, the primes carry an additional jump on it. But being able to be making that cross out there and retain that black hide so feeder cattle can achieve that extra premium through these, whether it's superior or out in the auction trade or in the country, our breeds changed. I mean, there was a time we made a ton of red cattle, and like I say, we're almost 90% black hided now.
I guess what percentage of black Angus is often significant or enough to qualify for CAB?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because at the end of the day, if the cattle, you know, are black-hided, you know, they're identifying that right at the packing house and rolling those cattle on the hawk. I've had a lot of them, mm-hmm. and we liked them just because we could send them to a bigger outweight, to the extra pounds that we're feeding fed cattle to now. And you can retain that with that cross on the exotic side back into Angus and then maintain your yield grades, not dump a bunch of yield grade fours and fives. And using the right set of sires, you can be in that 85-90% choice knock and try to get as many cattle as you can in the upper two-thirds of the choice quality grade or prime without making the cattle too ripe.
2023, looking ahead, already you've jumped out with your annual meeting right here in Oklahoma City, big fundraiser as well. The year started well for you.
They rung a bell last night. I mean, the national sale jumped probably over $60,000, $70,000 over last year. Wow. I think they ended up grossing right at $213,000, $15,000. And the Junior Genetics on Ice Ken Holloway fundraiser, that's a record since I've been here, and I've been here 12, 13 years. They right up notched over $100,000 last night, so it's just getting better. It's actually getting to be a lot of fun.
And kind of naming that in honor of Kent Holloway, that was special to a lot of folks, too.
Yeah, that's the one you don't replace. The biggest tear in my eye when I come down here is I don't see Kent in the stands in the deal. But he's so near and dear to a lot of folks. And over the years, one of the biggest supporter of our junior association. His genetics on ice fundraiser throughout the years, we totaled it up last year, and it's been $1.7 million, and it just continues to grow. And we issue about $20,000 each year scholarships out of that, set aside in Ken's name.
For the limousine breeding, for LimFlex as well, what's the vision? What's ahead this year or maybe the next couple of years?
Keep growing our commercial demand with the right kind of cattle, and I believe in them too. I know they work. We've had to battle back through some issues. At one time, you know, we had a knock on docility, but this breed was the first one to start tracking it on EPD 20 years ago, and now they rank right at close to number one in docility. And that's proof EPDs work when you sort and cull cattle right. Mm-hmm. You know, they've brought a lot of more marbling in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, we don't want to make them too ripe. We know who we are. We bring ribeye, better yield grades, but we want enough marbling so when we make that terminal cross, we can still knock cattle into the upper two-thirds of choice, or at least choice quality grade, and a few primes. And the advantage of promoting that and getting people comfortable with using those cattle again, it's going to happen. And you're seeing it change not only on, I think, the commercial side. They're making some pretty smoky show heifers now, too. It's I'm proud of them. It's fun to watch.
Mark Anderson with us today from the North American Limousine Foundation here at Cattlemen's Congress. And for Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, I'm Ron Hayes. We'll see you soon.